Oh, no. How long have
Hello.
you been in New York?
Well, my area is quiet.
Very nice. Okay. No one got hurt. Amazing. They think I'm right here. Shomer Psalm Hashem. Happens to be Nisim Gluyim.
What happens?
No, then no one gets hurt up for it. Amazing thing, considering the people walking around drunk. As far as I know, no one got hurt, but I didn't hear anything, anyone get hurt. So it's amazing. Okay. Okay, so let's start. We're starting I don't think it's a new sugya, but it's a new Gemara. It's a new part of the sugya. So on the last line of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, we're skipping a half an Amud. So what we had before, we had a machlokes between Rav Huna Merav and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna Merav said, "Ein Zika," and Rav Yehuda said, "Shomeres Yavim Shemesa Aser Beima," which meant Yesh Zika. So Amalei Abayi Rav Yosef, "Hod Rav Yehuda Shmuel Hi." That is Rashi. Shmei Shmuel Rav Yishamalei, that Omi Rav Davi Nami Rabbi. In other words, you would have thought that it's a machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, what Rav said. They were both talmidim of Rav, probably, and they were arguing what Rav said. Rav Huna, where Rav says this, and Rav Yehuda says, "I'm a Rav this." He says, "No." Even Rav Yehuda agrees, maybe, that Rav said what Rav Huna quotes him, but Rav Yehuda is quoting Shmuel. That's what he's saying. I'm going to buy Rabbi Yosef. Oh, the Rabbi Yehuda the Shmuel he. Okay, the Gilyan Shah says we have this in other places. I don't know what he wants, but okay. In other words, so just telling you that this comes from Shmuel. So in essence, it probably makes a nafgamina, because I don't know your klalei apsak, because then it comes out that the machlekes if yesh zika or ain zika is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If you learn the other way, that Rav Yehuda was quoting Rav, so then it's not a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, it's a machlokes Rav Huna Rav Yehuda. I do not know, the key is wise, when there's a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, if there's any klalei apsak. Anyone know? Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, I don't know. But if you learn this way, so we do not. We do have a klalei apsak. We have a machlekes hilchos hakerav b'yisurim, u'kishmuel b'mamon. So it comes out in nafgamina. Abaye is saying that this is Shmuel. Then it comes out as machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and this is iser, not mamon. So the klaira, it would mean that we paskin like Rav, that yesh zika. Right, that's what would declare come out, which is, I think that is the way we do Paskin. No, I'm sorry, we pass like rather ain't zika. Oh, yeah, but
Right.
that's not how we Paskin. Made a mistake. If it would be a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, then it should come out that we should Paskin ain't zika. All right, I don't know exactly how that works.
Rebbe, excuse me, Rebbe, I feel embarrassed to say, but where are we?
Where are we? That's a good question. I wish I had such a musadika question. We're on the last line of that Yud Chet Amud
Thank you.
Aleph. I'm saying getting safer. We're getting, I just got myself stuck on a question. So, just curious if anyone asks a question. In other words, it comes out. In other words, we had before a machlokes Rav and Rav Huna, where Rav said ain zika, and Rav Yehuda said yesh zika. So comes along Abaya, and says that don't think that Rav Yehuda is quoting Rav, in which case it will be a machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda what Rav said, but rather Rav Yehuda is quoting Shmuel, which means it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So we just ask the question. If that's the case, if it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, then normally, okay, we'll have to see what basis. Normally, we pass in Rav and Shmuel, we pass in like Rabbi Surim. But we'll have to see why the Gemara comes out here. Halacha Lemaisa, we know they come out, we pass in Yesh Zika. I don't know, we'll have to see where they get that from. Could be the Mepharshim explain. I assume they explain why they come out at the end. It must say somewhere how we pass in the Gemara. Let me just look quickly at the riff. On the riff, what does he say? Or the rush. I didn't give share today, so we're actually ahead of my share. So that's why I'm not prepared today, even less than usual.
What about Thursday and Friday?
Thursday and Friday, I said I didn't want to start a new sugya, so I was hazarding. So the Rush asked Gasha. If you look in the Rush, the Rush right here in the beginning of the second parak, Sif Os Aleph, he says, there's an Aleph of the Korban Asano, right by the where the Rush begins. There's the Cain Hilchasa that we pass in like Rav, like the Cain Hilchasa. That we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. The Afal Gav, the Rav part of Galay, Bomer Shemeres Yom Shemesa Mutter Be'ima, the Ein Zika, Rav holds Ein Zika, the Hilkosa Kirabi Suri. And we know always that when we have a Machlaikas, Rav and Shmuel, we pass in like Rabbi Suri. In this case, we pass in like Shmuel because the Amoroi Basroi Shokli Vitari, the truth say Alibe, the man the Amar Yesh Zika. Because we find in the Gemara that the Gemara is Marif the Miyash Shmuel. And the Korban Asano says a different reason. That's what the Rif says. But the Rush doesn't like that reason in Gittin, because the fact that the Avraham talk about it doesn't prove anything. And he said because Rav Ashi paskins later Yesh Zika. Okay. There's the Korban Asano base. Okay, so there's whatever the Hesber is. So we pass in my graph, so it comes out a little bit that there's not any nafkamina at the end of the day with what Abai is saying. Because we pass in, even though this is, he's saying this is Shmuel. Usually we don't paskin like Shmuel, but here we do paskin like Shmuel. So I don't know. I'm just wondering whether Abaya have to have an agenda when he said this. In other words, did Abaya think that we paskin like Rav, just that the Gemara comes out not like Abaya, or no? In other words, Abaya have to. There's Pasha, Abaya's coming Lafuke. You would have thought that it's Rav Yehuda is quoting Rav. And it's a machlek is Rav Huna Rav Yehuda. Kavdong Abaya, and he says, no, it's Shmuel. I'm saying, does Abaya have to have any halachic nafgamina for saying that? So apparently not, because there's no nafgamina. Unless you say that Abaya paskin differently. Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's continue. So I'm gonna Abaya Rav Yosef, what Rav Yehuda Shmuel he did tonight. We learned. Okay, so this is where we're starting. Shemeres Yavin is a Mishnah later. Mishnah later. Okay, Shemeres Yavin. Shekidish Akhaves Achaisa. And this is a Mem Aleph. This is a Mishnah Mem Aleph. Yes, it's a Mishnah Mem Aleph. Okay, so Shemeres Yavim, Shekidish Akhaves Achaisa. So one of the brothers married the sister, and that is. So now, Shem Rav Yehuda ben Maaseira Amru Amru Lo Hamdei Ad She'aseh Chicha Maisa. So we see from Rav Yehuda ben Maaseira that he holds Yesh Lika. There's another Chiddush Rav Yehuda ben Maaseira, which is what everyone's going to discuss here, that even if he holds Yesh Lika, but why doesn't the fact that you married the sister be Mafkia the Zika? Because now it's an erva, you know, the zika, you know, that's the, in other words, we the chayra, erva is mafkia zika. So
it could be, it depends who comes. I mean, that's not muchach, right? Because we know when erva comes first, it's mafkia. But if zika comes first, maybe not. I mean, is that stam muchach where Rabbi that no, once no, it gets that, it,
that's,
what if,
that's a taisvis and daf mem tes. Right, I think we had that. It's a machlokes Rashi and Taisus. If the Gemara, the Rashi, the Gemara says that Saita, Gemara Memtes, Saita is Tafsi about Kedushin, even if you hold, Gemara says that even if you hold that Chai Belavim is not Tafsi about Kedushin, by Saita is Tafsi about Kedushin. Rashi says the Raya is because if the wife is Mizane, so Poki Kedushin Minei. And Taisus disagrees. So I think that that's the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. That Rashi, that Taisus on Memtes on Mabei Zibri Maso Saita. That Rashi clearly holds that an Erva would be Mafkia Zika, would be Mafkia Kedushin. That Erva is Mafkia Kedushin, even if you become an Erva afterwards. Taisus holds that an Erva is not Mafkia Kedushin if you become an Erva afterwards. So at least according to Rashi, there's a tremendous chiddush here. Taitis, it might be a chiddush because it's Zika. We don't know what Zika is like. It would also be a chiddush, but it's not mukhlo. But in Rashi, for sure, it's a chiddush. And in Rashi, Rashi holds that Erva is Mafkia Kedushin, even if the Erva came later. So what Shad Rav Yehuda ben Becerra, that his Kedushin, that he married the sister is not Mafkia the Zika. That's what Taisus actually talks about that, I believe. But the Gemara is not bringing that in. The Gemara is just bringing in that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra holds Avdein, that because there's a Zika, you can't marry the woman you married, which means you cannot be with her, which means there Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra holds Yesh Zika. So we see that Shmuel is basketing Yesh Zika. So when Rav Huda,
what's the erva? What's the erva?
The erva is Achos Ishto. In other words, your the Yavama fell to you. Now you go ahead and you marry her sister, the Kedushin Saifes, because it's only erva. Even on the tzad that Achos Kukozo is aser, but it's not an iser. It stops. It's not an iser kares.
Right.
Therefore, it doesn't stop Fiza's Kedushin. We'll have to see in Taisis. So the Pashas Kedushin is Taifes. So now that Kedushin is Taifes, so the Zakuka is Aser because she's an Achos Ishto.
I see.
Because you married the sister.
I see.
You married the sister after she fell to Yibum.
Right.
And now the Zakuka comes out that the Zakuka becomes afterwards, right, an Achos Kukaso.
Right.
So at least according to Rashi, who says an erva is mafkia kedushin, and if you married a woman and then she became an erva, that's mafkia the kedushin. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra doesn't make any sense. So that's, I think, Tosis talks about. But what the Gemara is just bringing without that complication, just the fact that if either Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to be Hamtein. Hamtein means you can't have Bia. Why can't you have Bia? Must be because Achos Kukaso is Aser. So the Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. So Shmuel says, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. So therefore, Shmuel is paskening Yesh Nikam. So when Rabbi Yehuda quoted his thing, he was quoting Shmuel. Let's see Rashi. Shomeres Yavim, Mamteres the Yibam Yivama. Mamteres the Yibam Yivama. Anyone know how to read that Rashi?
Yeah, that Yavama is referring to the Yavam. That's what the map became. Mamtanes, she's waiting for the Yibum of the Yavama. Her Yavim.
Thank you. We got the grammar, the diktuk. A mapike. Now there's it's a possessive, the Yibum of the man who's her Yavam. Okay. So that means the Shomeres Yavim, that's the lady who's waiting for the Yibam of the man. Okay. Shekidish Ochid Shel Yavim Es Achoiso. Acha Shinofa Zudafada. Because after she fell to Yibam, he went ahead and he married the sister. If he would have married the sister first, then she would never fall to him, because that's for sure. In the erva, that's a Mishnah, not Beis. If an Achos Ishto, she doesn't fall to Yibo. But here, where first she fell to Yibo, and then she became an Eishes Ach, so the Zika remains. That's why Rashi says clearly it has to be Acha Shinafel Dudafana, because if it will be before, it would be a different thing. I'm in the Ma'ares. Hamtei Minik knows you can't do Knisa, because Knisa means by definition Bia. Nefisha Achos Kukosahi. In other words, that's how Rashi is learning. Again, other people might disagree, but Rashi is learning. Niknos means when you do Nisuin, you also have Bia. Because that's what Nisuin does. Nisuin is a map to her to Bia. So now we tell you Hamtein, Niknos, because she's an achos gugasoi. I think that's Pashim Shah and Rashi. We'll see. Ad she yasa chicha maisa. Ad she yabin ochiv chicha esa yavama. Vitifka asikasa mimcha. And once your brother does a maisa, the zika goes off. So this is what we were discussing last week, that even if the zika goes off, but why does the iser achos ishto go off? Because pashtis, the zika should only go off began a haba. Once you did, and eishes och is aser even if you were once an eishes och. You don't be an eishes och now. So what does it help that she stops being an eishes och, but she was once an eishes och, because it was once a zika. So we were inclined last week, I think.
Are we saying eishes och or achos gugaso? Or we just kept saying eishes och a couple times?
Sorry, achos gugaso. An achos gugaso, which is an achos ishto, is also even if you divorce your wife. An achos, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. You're right. An achos ishto is also even if you divorce your wife. So when your brother does yibum, the chayra, that should only be like you divorced, you were once married to her, and now she got divorced. And the iser is still aser in krayvim. So I think last week what we were saying is that it sounds like that it goes off the mafreya. Rashi seemed to say that, goes off the mafreya. The guy's quoted that the Rishash says it's a misprint, right? You think so? And we did not like that Rashanis. We don't like that Rashash. We don't like when people make misprints in the Gemara.
We did the Rashash here?
Someone mentioned it, I think, no?
Maybe it's Rabbi Shear?
Okay, maybe. Okay, the Rashi says later that when the brothers does Yibum, the Zika goes off the Mafreya. And the Rashash says it's a Tzai Cipher, which is obviously not a nice thing to say.
Which Rashi's?
Everything you want to know, I'm looking. I don't remember.
Maybe it's on the
somewhere in the Chavs.
Maybe it's on the Mishnah where Yehuda ben Maaseya or Hamtin.
I don't remember. Yes, Rashi Chaf Gimel Amen Aleph. If Rashi says in Shabbat, Chaf Gimel Amen Beis, I'm sorry. Rashi says Shemi Shabbat Ochiv Yavim Paka Zika Meidach Lemafreya. Says in Rashash, Tamis Lemafreya Tamua. So, okay. So, all right. Well, but let's not go there yet. But that's rather Rashash on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis.
The source of this halacha is not only over here. I mean, the halacha is straight out that if you have two brothers, and if you have if Reuben dies, and then Shimon and Levi are the brothers that she's Zokekas to, and then Shimon does Chalitza, right? The halacha is for sure that Levi can marry the sister.
Right.
I'm saying,
even though the Gemara said that if she died, Misa Bektila, Zika Bektila, Paka, yes. Yes. So I understand. The din is true. The shot is what's a Hezber? So the easiest Hezber is with Rashi, who says that the Zika goes off the Mafreya. That's Rashi and Chav Gimel Mabez. But the Rashash there brings many rayas that that's not true. So that's, again, we're not ready to do every bar of the sugya yet.
But didn't Rebbe have, in general, from the Rashi that we were stelling on last week, Rebbe Bechlal didn't like Lema Freya, that there was only a Zika to one, no? On the Rashi of...
Yes, we're not saying there's not only a Zika to one. We were saying that the Kenusa goes off the Mafreya. What we were saying it is that there's two levels. The mitzvah is on everybody. The mitzvah doesn't go off the Mafreya, but the din of Yesh Zika which is based on the din of Zika Kiknusa, that goes off the Mafreya. That's how we were Yashe Rashe. Okay, that's
second system that we said.
What?
That was the second system Rebbe said last week about
yes.
That. Call I made Liabim, whatever that Tzvar right, was.
Exactly. The din of Kiknusa. So that can go off in Mafreya. You don't have to have that the entire Zika goes off in Mafreya. You just need that the din of Kiknusa can go off in Mafreya. Okay, but again, I think that does work out. Maybe that would answer the Rashash's problems.
But didn't we say first system is enough to answer also? So now how do you answer the question then? If you're saying that the first okay. system is...
Okay. But we don't... I hear. I don't want to go there. Okay. But, okay. Anyway, so again. So... So we see that that there's an iser private, which means yesh zika. What motivated you? See, that's what we were talking about, but I didn't read the Gemara. What's motivating you to say it coming from Shmuel? What would be so terrible if it came from Rav? So it's not the different gears is whether he answered and he asked a question, or he knew the answer and he was asked. He's like, don't answer because of this. That's why the Marshal takes out the Gerasa. He's the rabbi. What are you going to tell me? Because Kasha Rabbi the Rav. Dilma Varoy, you know, he's the Rav. In other words, what's motivating you to say that it came from Shmuel? Maybe it comes from Rav. Rav Huna quoted Rav differently. So some are right in it, Rav Huna, you know. In other words, so what's your hechruch to say that he got it from Shmuel? In other words, it could be maybe Shmuel said it, but maybe Rav Yehuda the Maisa got it from Rav. There it is. So if you had a Maisa, you want to say you don't want to make a machleike steering Rav, it could be machleike samaroim. And what did Rav say? So he says, given the Imr Mishmeh de Shmuel Be'edja, since we know for sure that Shmuel said this, Mishmeh de Rav Gamaroi, lo, Mishmeh de Rav Gamaroi, lo shatkina mishmei de Shmuel beheja mukmina gamarut gamaroi. If you have a choice, you see Rashi. Kiva de mishmei shmuel beheja kiddeh shika. The Shmuel asked Omro. Lo tamido mishmo. But seen in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Damido Michlau, Oiso Shmua, Amarlehi, Didei. Mishmei, the Rab, Ibar Gamaroi, the Plugta, the Padig Rav Huna, Lo Shavkes. Okay, so the simple Pshad, the Gemara, after these Rashis over again, is that it's just obviously to make a Machlokes Amaroim, what Rab said is Daifik, because why would Amaroim argue? Not that it doesn't happen, but it's daichik. So it's better to say that Rav Yehuda is quoting Shmuel than to say it's a machloek is what Rav said. I just don't know how to read the Rashi. He says again, it's just Rashi. Kim Nimr Shmei de Shmuel Behedja. So the Behedja means the Yesh Nika, the Shmuel Atzma Amro. Shmuel said himself. Below Talmido Mishmo. Now, what would be the difference if a Talmud quoted Shmuel saying it? I mean, obviously, if a Talmud quotes Shmuel saying it, I mean, Shmuel obviously said it because the Talmud is not misquoting. So,
but then again, the Talmud's also quoting Rav.
What?
A Talmud is also quoting Rav as having
so
said
it. So, Pashup Shat, the Gemara is saying that we'd rather say that Rav Yehuda was quoting Shmuel, which is no reason why not, than to say that there's a machlekes amaraim in what Rav said.
But there's no reason for it. I guess Rashi Pashup Shat is bothered. There's no reason for him not to quote an Amora Mishmei to Rav. I mean, there's no reason. If both Rav and Shmuel would both be Mishmei to Amoroi, then Sof Kol Sof, as far as we know, he heard from the Talmud of Rav just as much as it's possibly heard from the Talmud of Shmuel, whether or not Rav, there might be another Talmud who claims Rav argues.
Who heard?
Again, there's a machlokas amaroim as to what Rav held, correct?
No. We have two choices. At the end of the day, there's no machlokas amaroim what Rav held. The Gemara is saying we have Rav Yehuda. We have a choice. We can say Rav Yehuda was arguing Rav Huna what Rav held, or we can say that Rav Yehuda was quoting Shmuel. So we would prefer to say Rav Yehuda is quoting Shmuel. And he's not arguing with Rav Huna what Rav held. And that's better than making a machlekes in what Rav held, right? Which sounds very simple because we don't like making a machlekes in Metzias. So why should we make an extra machlekes? In other words, we know Shmuel said what he said. So it's not zeichig at all to say that Rav Yehuda was quoting Shmuel. Well, to say that Rav Yehuda was calling Rav, then you're making an extra machlekes in Metzias between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, what Rav said. So why should we make an extra machlekes in Metzias for no reason? That seems to be what the Gemara is saying. But I just don't know what Rashi's adding. Kima de'emre mishmei de Shmuel be'edja, the day shriga de Shmuel atzmo amra, velo tamido. Like, what would be the difference if the Talmud said it? Obviously, if the Talmud said it, that also means that Shmuel Atzmo Amro, because that's what the Talmud is telling us, that Shmuel Atzmo said it. So then Rabbi Yehuda could have been, he also heard it from Shmuel, and he could be quoting Shmuel. And what's the difference if we know that Shmuel said it because we heard something that Shmuel said, or we heard something that a Talmud told us that Shmuel said it? I just don't know what Rashi means.
Can a Talmud get it wrong? We see a machlokas Talmidim in what Rav said.
I could get it wrong, but the Gemara would just be still saying that we would prefer not to assume that Talmidim get it wrong. So we have a choice. We can either say all the Talmidim got it right, and it's machlokas Rav and Shmuel, or we could say that the Talmidim got it wrong, and it's machlokas Rav Huna Rav Yehuda and Shai and Rav. So we prefer not, the Pashup Shat of the Gemara is, we prefer not to say that the Talmidim got it wrong. I just don't know why Rashi throws in there that we heard it from Shmuel. I mean, Rashi's explained the word behedja. Kiven de itmer mishmei de Shmuel behedja. Behedja means that it was explicit, it was from Shmuel himself, clear, and not from a different Talmud. And I just don't know why that makes for a difference. I don't know what Rashi's saying. That if someone else quoted Shmuel, so then what? Then it could be that we can't say that Rav Yehuda heard it also.
Right, again, Rashi may just be saying the Gemara is really saying two things. The Gemara's point is that number one, Shmuel's behedya, and then number two, like Rebbe's understanding Kamaroi, Rashi's really not being mefarish what Kamaroi means. Rashi leaves that to us to understand.
Okay, I see that the piece here in the Oitzer Gunnisvard, explaining Rashi. It'll take me a minute to have to read it, though. So who are they? You know, who asked? Well, let me know. Okay. Okay, I don't know what he's saying. He says his first shot is it's lav dafka, that it would be the same thing if it wasn't. He didn't say it himself, but I don't know how he fits into Rashi, because Rashi is telling the truth. Okay, where he's saying that he means like this. He's saying, where this parish, Mara Amigo, I don't know who that is. He says again, Rashi says, Kiva the Itmer Shmuel the Mishmo. He says, what he says is, and if Luya serves Talmido Mishmo, it wouldn't make a difference either. And he says, not only that, that even if Shmuel didn't say it, he says that even if we didn't hear any indication that Shmuel said it, we would have preferred give the Ibrish Shmuel Behedja, the Eishtika, the Shmuel Ato Amro. He's saying that it's just that this is like the best, but ain't no kanami, it's you don't need it. That sounds very daifik. In other words, he wants to say that Lo Yetzur, even if we didn't hear Shmuel said this, we would still prefer to say Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel rather than make a machlokes in what Rav said. Because to make a machlokes what Rav said is daifik. So the real reason why we want to make it. We say it's from Yishmuel because we don't like making a machlokes amaron. And the Gemara is just saying, and it's even better because we heard Mishmei Yishmuel. But not that you need that. So it's like an extra, the Rav Chana Milsa.
Rabbi,
So Rashi's throwing in even the extra Rav Chana Milsa that we know for sure, Shmuel said it because it wasn't even someone quoted Shmuel. It's Shmuel himself said it publicly, it's on tape. That's what he sounds like he's saying. That it's just an extra kill that we know for sure Shmuel said it. So for sure, it's good to say that that's what Rabbi Yehuda was quoting. Ein hachinami, we could have said this chat without that, but this way is better. I know, okay, that's what he says. Somewhat daichik, more than
Rebbe,
somewhat.
isn't there a stomach question? What was the Gemara's kasha to begin with? Like, well, why don't you establish like Rav? Just say it's in a machlokas amaroim. It sounds like kind of backwards. Like, what's the back and forth in the Gemara?
And it's not a one.
Mean, the Gemara initially goes through that step. It says either Rav Mai kasha the the kasha the Rava the Rav Dilma Amuroi Nimu Aninuhu Valiba the Rav. Like, why would we have had a Hava Mina to have said it's like Rav if we're already acknowledging that we'd have to say it's therefore Machlokas Amuroim?
In other words, okay, I hear. In other words, the Gemara seems to say that we prefer. Okay, I don't know. Tosfos says something, but I don't know. That's gonna help us. Tosfos does seem to say that there was some mashma that Rabbi Yehuda didn't pray the Rav.
Right, some specific reason here.
Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. I don't understand that Rashi, but okay. I'm Rav Kahana. I told over this thing. Omar, he said, you got it that Rav Yehuda did not tell explicitly where he said it from. And Abaya figured it out. I have a fish. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shomeres Yamin Shemesa Oser Be'ima. I'm a Kasaber Yesh Shika. In other words, it's beferish. It's not like you don't need a buyer. Srichot, yes, me, and you see, Okay. That's it, like the last Gemaras. So let's just see the Rashi. Okay, Rav Yehuda Dileo, Pistam. But you have Rav Yehuda saying it's Tam, not the name of Shmuel. So his Gershem Rabbo, Pistarifto the Medic, called Rav Yehuda the Shmuel. You got to figure out that it's Shmuel. Holy Gershem, I'm very much in A. But also, Shmuel, the time I could have Kahana, Amra, I mean, Kai Goldmashi, Vimto Kayemes. Okay.
Rabbi, just one point as far as that Rashi that Rabbi found problematic. Rashi had said that Oso Shmua, he said from the claw of the Maimer of Shmuel that Halakha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Say, and then how could he say that based on the Maimer of Shmuel of Halakha Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra if he's making an additional step of even La'achar Misa?
Because he doesn't know that the difference that makes for a difference.
I guess that's so cool. So if he's not quoted, I mean, if it's he never said Bishmei to Shmuel literally. He didn't say Amar Shmuel. He's saying only he's only saying it in his shame Atzmo, which is that Lamaisa he's based on the Psak of Shmuel.
Okay. What's interesting, and what I find interesting in Gemara, is like the Gemara is convinced that Rav Yehuda got his statement from either Rav or Shmuel. They just don't know which one he got it from. You know, that's the debate. That Abaya comes along and says that he got it from Shmuel, and the Gemara asks. Nothing more. It's Rav Yosef. Yes, maybe he got it from Rav. And then Achinami is a stira. There's a machlokes. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. What Rav said? I mean, why couldn't it be that Rav Yehuda got it from himself? Why does he have to get it from anyone? Like, why is it Gemara? Gemara only has two choices. Did Rav Yehuda get his din from Shmuel, or did he get his din from Rav? Maybe Rav Yehuda got his din from himself. He didn't get it from anyone. Where did Rav get it from? Rav got it from himself.
His Rebbeim both said it, so why wouldn't he have gotten it from his Rebbeim? They both discussed it in Shir. He learned in both yeshivas. Why would we think that he missed Shir that day?
In other words, he's saying that to say that Mistama Rav Huna were Rav, in other words, if he's arguing Rav Huna were Rav's quotes, so that's fine. But if he agreed Rav Huna were Rav's quotes, so then why, how would he can't argue himself with his Rebbe. So either Adam, I say he missed shear, you know, that's like you say, that's daichik. So in other words, once Rav Huna and Rav said, this is what Rav said. So we have a kasha. How did Rav Yehuda come along and argue? How can Rav Yehuda argue with, you know, that's really what's going on here. In other words, Rav Huna and Rav quotes Rav. Now Rav Yehuda is arguing. Now Rav Yehuda is the Talmud of Rav. So how can Rav Yehuda argue? So there's two choices. Either Rav Yehuda heard differently from Rav, so that he's not arguing. He wouldn't argue with his Rebbe, but he's misquoting his Rebbe differently. Or Rav Yehuda heard it from Shmuel, and once he heard it from his two Rebbeim differently, then he's already allowed. I don't know if he's allowed to be Machria, or he's just quoting, really, just Shmuel. He doesn't really quoting himself.
Rabbi, first of all, Rava argues with Rabba all the time, right?
Rava argues with Rabba, yes, so.
So are we saying every single time he's arguing with Rabba, it's really because something he heard from Rav Nachman? Every time it's Machlokas, Rav and Abaya, they're arguing because Abaya heard it from Rav Yosef. And Rava heard it from Rav Nachman, and it was nothing from Rava.
I'm not following. We're saying like this.
Rava and Abaya were both Talmidim of Rava.
Yeah.
Rava was also Talmud of Rav Nachman, and Abaya was also Talmud of Rav Yosef.
Yeah.
So every time it's Machlokas, Abaya and Rava, does it mean that they're not, they're allowed to have their own opinions, no?
I don't know. Yeah, not necessarily.
Rava and Rava argue all the time.
Okay, I don't know. There are different levels of Talmidim. There are Talmidim that are Talmid Chaver, and there are Talmidim that aren't Talmid Chavers. I don't know. Obviously, the Gemara does not want. I mean, I think that Dov is right. The Gemara does not want to assume that Rav Yehuda just time argued with Rav and said his own thing. That seems to be not Mistavra. So it's only because we got Shmuel. If we wouldn't have Shmuel, then we would assume that he's quoting Rav. I assume there are certain Talmidim do not argue with the Rebbe. You know, there's depends on the gap between the Talmud and the Rebbe. Rav Rav is a Tana. Rav Tana Opadig. So it's not so easy to argue with Rav. So it seems that that's what the Gemara is assuming, that Rav Yehuda would not have argued with Rav. So either he heard Rav differently, or he's quoting Shmuel. You know, why would he, and he's saying...
Yehuda was Talmud of both of them?
Yeah, that's what Rashi says. He was a Talmud of both of them. Rashi says that. So that would be, if he's a Talmud of both, then he's allowed to quote Shmuel, and he's allowed to be Machria. You know, he's allowed to be Machria because he heard it. He's not arguing at Rav, but Shmuel's arguing at Rav. So he's like hiding behind a tank. But without Shmuel, it seems that would not have been an option.
Rav was such a Tano Pollock, so to speak, because he was such a He was early Amora as opposed to Rav and Abaye were later Amora.
The difference between your Rebbe when you were 18 and your Rebbe when you're 40. You know, there's different levels of rebellion. You know, Rav could have been the 90-year-old Gadador when Rav Yehuda was 15 years old. So that you can't necessarily argue with your Rebbe. And when your Rav Yehuda and Reish Lakish were, you know, maybe contemporaries more. You know, there are different. There are Rebbeim that you can argue with, and some Rebbeim is a Talmud Chaver and a Talmud, you know, they're different Lashonis.
Anyway, I was there when they asked the Rosh Hashiva. They asked the Rosh Hashiva, he said, he was older quite a bit than his father was when his father was Nifter. They said, could he argue with his father? So Lamais, he said, technically he could, but he couldn't. But he himself couldn't, felt he couldn't if it was something that. But from a Hashkafic perspective, he would be allowed to, as
he's older.
I don't know if it was only because he was older or not, but that was the question that was asked.
Okay. Yes, I mean, if you because it's ain't it dying about Shane of Rice, and you go through the sugya, yeah. Yes, okay. But all right, anyway, okay, so that's his Gemara. So it comes out, so far we don't got such a complicated Gemara. But let's see, Tosis is where the complication is. That's where the complication is. So let's start to get our feet wet. So we get the comp. It's really the, when we start the first Tosis, but the two Tosis go together. I think the real complication is in the second Tosis, but we'll see. Shomeres Yavim Shikish Ognos Achayso. So Rab Shmuel says Hamte. So Amar the Re Dafka Kiddush Amar Ohamte. Mishum the Mishas Nesuin Nira Gendose Achos Kukaso. Avo Im Nasa Kvarshi Ishto Gemura Pokal Azika the Gamre. They ain't trying to have to be the goal.
What is near him?
What
is near?
I don't know what this is saying. Tavis is kind of with a big finish. Poshim shot is Hamdain, the Poshim shot in the Gemara is Hamdain be Liknos, because when you're being Liknos, Liknos means be up. That's what you do when you're Liknos. But the Poshim shot in the Gemara, before it dices, is that Rav Yehuda ben Maaseir is saying that since the Zika came in first, so the Kiddush, you can't be Mafkia that Zika, because the Zika came first, so you can't Mafkia it. And therefore, Bein Kiddusha and Bein Nisuin, Poshim Shat, we never had anywhere that Kiddusha and Nisuin are really any different when it comes to the Mafkia Zika. Kedushin, and they're both an Isser Eishas Ish, or an Eish. In this case, it's an Isser Achos Ishto. In other words, the Isser of Achos Ishto, I don't know if it makes any difference if you do Kedushin or Nisuin. I doubt if it makes any difference. So if the Isser Achos Ishto, you married this girl, and now the Yavama is Achos Ishto, and that's not Mafkia Zika. So the fact that you are kinase, pashtis, does not make any greater Isser Achos Ishto. And therefore, there's no reason why the Zika should go off. If the Isser Achos Ishto of Erison could not take off the Zika, and it's an Isser Bia. So the Isser of Kana should be the same problem. So the Parshat Shana, the Gemara is that there's no difference between Kiddush or Konas. There's an Isser Bia, because the Isser Achos Ishto does not take off the Zika. Comes along Tavis and says, not so. Tavka Kiddush. I'm even though Hamde Milisa, because there's an Isser in the Nesuin. Chenishas Nesuin, Nirek and Nisei Achos Kukaso. That there's some kind of iser that you're nice achos kukaso, but it's only near it.
You know, oh, but I mean, how those two things go together. He's saying since lamaisa the cheshbon is that once you do nisu and it pops it off, so it's like gita v'yadabon ke'echad, so you should be able to do it.
I am not sure whether it pops off. I mean, it's, again, I'm saying I don't know if it's any so logic. We have to understand whether when it pops off, if it pops off. Shemeshas Nesuin Nira Kenosh Achos Kukaso. Okay. Avon Nasekvar Shehi Ishto Gemura Paka Nasika Negamre Vesar Abdemi Livo. Okay. So we
what is Nasekvar?
That if it's Ishto Gemura, then it's Paka Nasika Negamre.
Thing after the guy went ahead, he was over or what?
Yes. Yeah, because he's not allowed to do the suet, because that itself is an iser of nira kenoise achos kukaso. But if you do the nisuim, then that's mafkia the zika. The kedushin is not mafkia the zika. But the Nesu'in is Mafkia the Zika.
The brother died.
Okay. Let's keep on reading.
Rebbe, if he'd only done Kedushin before his brother died.
What?
He had only done Kedushin before his brother died.
And for sure, the Zika is not Chal.
So what's the difference?
Let's keep on reading. He's going to say that. The Dafka Kiddush Acher Nefila.
What's Nesu'in here? What's Nesu'in? Before the Bia, what's the Nesu'in?
You go under the Chuppah, or you do the Yichud, whatever Nesu'in is. The Bia is not Nesu'in. When we marry a girl, so we do Erisin is when you give the ring. You say Areya Mekudeshes, but then there's Chuppah. Chuppah makes Nesu'in. Now that's not Bia. The Chuppah is Mater the Bia. Right? We make a bracha. Otzer nanu es arusos, v'hitter lanu es arnesuas. So the nesuin, there's two kinyanim that you make with a wife. You make a kinyan erison. Kinyan erison makes her usher to everybody kehekdish, but she's still usher to the husband also. Whether it's deraisa or drabanan, it's a big tumult. Pashas, it's only drabanan. But there are those that say it's even isa deraisa. So it's also not as harusis. That's when you do the Kenyan kesef. And then when you do nesuin, we do three different nesuins. We do the bedekin. Some people say that's a nesuin. We do the chuppah. That's the standard. That's what most people hold as a nesuin. That like you're taking the kawa into your house because the chuppah is a symbolic house. Some people say that the chassan has to be kind of the chuppah. I don't believe that's a minhag, at least in Ashkenaz world, that he has to be kind of the chuppah. But there is such a shita, so it's his house. So he's taking the cow into his house. And the other thing is yichud, which I don't think Sfardim even do. And we don't always
Sfardim, they do the chassan puts his talus over the kala, both of them under the same talus.
Yes. And then and yichud we don't always do either because if there's a she's in need there we're not going to do yichud. That's in the suin, and that the nesuin is matzir the bia. So Tysus is saying that the bia, which here is usher because of achos kukaso, because it's the sister of the skuka. So it's like an achos ishto. So when you did the kedushin, so then it's an iser. She did that. That was not able to mefkia the zika. But when you do the nesuin, if you would do the nesuin, that would be mefkia the zika. Except that you're not allowed to do nesuin because nira kenaisi achos kukaso. Right? That's what time is to say. Very. Very, 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 very strange that Erison is not Mafkia the Zika, even though there's a full-fledged Isser, because yeah, she's a full-fledged, the Zokuk is a full-fledged Aisha Achos Ishto. Nesu'in is Mafkia the Zika, but you're not allowed to do the Nesu'in because Nira Ganoise Achos Kukaso. Avon, that's like Farshi Isha Gemura. Becomes Ishto Gemura. That's a very strange lashon because she was Ishto Gemura with Kedushin too, Pashtus. Poga Lazika the Gamri. Painter Lapton the Minivo. Okay, let me just finish the thesis. The Dafka Kiddush Acher Nefila. Because Kidamuka Machlades, the Kiddush with Isterari. Kidam the Mazgale makes Ishto Mutta Vivita, Shalavi Bash, Utra, Vinesta, Rosmi Utra. Avam Kishbe Heter. Because then the Isser Achos Ishto stops the Zika from coming. So Tavis puts down a very strange rules that if the Achos Ishto from an Erisin comes in first, so that's Mafkia the Zika. The Zika can't get in. But if the Zika got in first, so then the Achos Ishto cannot be Mafkia from Erison. But the Achos Ishto from the Suin can be Mafkia the Zika even if the Zika got in first. All right, so that's very unclear. Why should that be True.
Well, I
can I just read the next line? It's like this. Tom, right? I'm going to throw the in the kitchen pocket is eager to God, right? Which we Google Davis the last time it says Kiddush Dushan not Mafki is eager.
You never actually said that fierce, though.
What?
Tosis never actually said that it wasn't fierce. He just sort of implied because he said that it's Niruk and Nosi Aksukaso, and then he says Pakal Gamri by the Sur. He never made a statement by Kiddush.
Yeah, Shlomo, I'm skipping the time is his answer. Did Rabbi Yehuda because I don't have time, so I skipped the whole Tosis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser the Sabra Yesh Zika, ain't on Kedusha Mafkian Zika. So he says here he said it befesh, okay? No, he said it befesh in his answer.
That was in his answer, but not before.
Okay, so obviously it's been held before too. Okay. So
he held it before. So what's his back and forth? Yeah.
What?
What's his back and forth?
It's just out of Raya that Kedushin is Mafkia Zika, but you see here that Kedushin is not. So he answers that Yehuda ben Maaser holds that Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika. Okay. Anyway.
So what's he supposed to do in that case if he did Kedushin and then his no, I'm saying and then his brother. And then his brother was married to the sister of this wife he did Kedushin with. Then the brother dies. Now if he's stuck, he definitely can't do Yibum, right?
Okay, I don't know. You're asking me two hard questions. What would happen if
Yachutz?
He's in a mess.
Possibly, if he did it Be'isr, we make him divorce the wife.
He's in a mess. That's it. They got himself.
You'd have to divorce the wife and do Chalitza?
Probably.
He did it Be'isr against the country. I think we need to pass it and it's in for
Arthur. No, now we did okay. Isser. He did it anyway, before the brother died.
That's the obvious problem here, which we have to get into, is why is it that Kedushin, if the Kedushin comes first, it's Mafkia Zika. Stops the Zika from coming. Okay. If the Kedushin comes second, it's not Mafkia Zika. But the Nisuin is Mafkia Zika. What is the difference between Kedushin and Nisuin? Right? That's like the simple, simple question.
What if Rebbe, Nisuin first?
Rebbe, could it just, Rebbe, as far as Tosus is clear that the language of Tosus is clear that Be'etzim is Mafkia Zika. There's only a cheshash mitzad the roe.
Not true. That could be because in Nisuin, it's going to be mapped with Kedushin Zika. That you definitely don't have to do in the suing. But
it's only near a Kenose Akosukukasu. Mash, but it isn't actually Nose Akosukukasu.
I don't know about that. Is that
but it could be other
than
Nira Kenose later says,
what happened?
Same time. The Savar Yesh Zika ain't a Kedushin Mafkin Zika.
I'm La'el, the Hainu, because it's a Dianira can
know. I don't know if that's what it means. Mafki and Zika sounds to me like it's not Mafki. Okay, we'll see.
Then why does Tosus just say that it's Nosi Achazu?
I'm not ready to agree with you, but maybe. Okay.
The structure, therefore, is that if he's Mekadesh beforehand, then we're just not Hoshish for that Roa.
Okay, I'm not ready to agree with that shot, so we can't go structure yet.
Rabbi, can I ask a similar question, which is not directly related to this, but it's been bothering me for three sugyas now. When a person does yibum,
why are we learning yibamis?
When a person does yibum, what status of marriage do they have? Are they like a nesua? And what happens if the brother had only done Kedushin? He never did Nisuin, and now the brother now he comes along and he does Yibum. Was his brother's Nisua, and now it's hers to him? He's a full marriage.
You have to look it up. I don't remember.
There's so many sugars that comes in where we had this other sugya two sugars ago where he said you're not going to do Yibum, but you're going to do Kedushin.
Without checking it. So okay, we'll have to check it.
It seems to come up in every sugya like this concept. Like it's okay.
We'll have to check it. I don't like talking out of my head. So if I haven't seen
just
it.
Just think, if we get to the end of the Masechta, we still don't have an answer to this question.
Okay. If anyone knows clearly from a bikini, otherwise I don't. I, I don't want to say because I might be wrong.
It's a Gemara in a Bal Yavimto.
Which says what?
Machlokes is Rav and Shmuel, to my knowledge.
Okay.
What?
Whether if you're, they're discussing the Kenyan Bal Korko. If you're Kona strictly Bal Korko, do you take over the what the brother had? Do you only are only Kona like Dvar Mamurim Beparsha? There's four days brought there.
Only four?
No, I was going to say there's two Lishonos in Rav and Shmuel, like my recollection.
Okay, all right. I think we're going to stop. If you don't mind.
Right. Thank you, okay.
Shayach, everybody. So we want to get back tomorrow. We're going to go over these Taivism again. They're very strange Taivism.
A little bit slower.
Okay, all right. Shikaya. Okay, good all night. Right,